The Obama administration is pushing for agencies to hire more veterans and more disabled people. Hiring wounded warriors presents challenges, real or perceived, for many. The Navy says a new guide for managers and supervisors may help. Juan Garcia is Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, and he joins us live now. Good morning, Mr. Secretary. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So as I mentioned, I mean, as people who work in federal HR know, there's an executive order, at least one, that's really on point here that applies to everybody, telling every agency to help people with disabilities start federal careers. It looks like, leafing through this this guide here, that you've really done the legwork here to make that happen in the Department of the Navy. So walk us through what you're doing.
Well, I guess a little bit of background is helpful. As you know, we're at the 10-year mark in the longest sustained combat operations in American history. And I think when the military history of this period is one day written, one of the cornerstones of that history will be the incredible breakthroughs made in medical technology and medical procedures. The numbers are interesting. They speak for themselves. In World War II, for every 100 combat injuries, 38 were fatal. By Vietnam, for every 100 combat injuries, 28 were fatal. And today, in the desert and in Afghanistan, for every 100 combat injuries, only 6 are fatal. We're bringing folks home alive that in any previous conflict would have come home in flag-draped coffins. So the challenge, expert after expert, tells us the key to successful reintegration for that class of wounded warriors is, in a word, a job, that sense of self-reliance and independence and self-worth that comes with work. So we are focused on the successful reintegration and ensuring that TBI and PTSD and those issues don't become the Agent Orange of this generation.
Now, I'm looking at the table of contents to your report, and we'll have a link on federalnewsradio.com for those who want to download it. You have got chapters on PTSD, as you mentioned, post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, also suicide prevention and response, and so on. How did you choose which topics to focus on?
Well, we sought feedback from our supervisors and managers, and as well as wounded warriors themselves, and we also established a working group with the subject matter experts from across the Department of the Defense, who each contributed, and we'll continue to refine. I guess it may be insightful to know kind of what triggered our effort in this regard. The Department of the Navy and each of the services have really concentrated on this effort. But I'm really proud to say that right now, with a 200,000-strong civilian force in the Department of the Navy, almost 60% are veterans, and more than 10% are actually wounded, ill, or injured. That is, a wounded warrior is defined by someone disabled at 30% or greater. So we've had enormous success in hiring these folks. Now we want to move to retaining these folks. And candidly, it was last year, last June, that a very decorated young man who was working with our Portsmouth shipyard. He had been an Army gunner, a turret gunner, had 2 deployments to Iraq, and had actually was well decorated, had a Bronze Star with V for Valor. And last June, he took his own life. And, of course, you know, I suspect we'll never know what leads someone to commit the most tragic of acts, but it got us to thinking that we need to ensure that our supervisors and managers have the tools and the background and the information they need to help recognize potential symptoms and to help ensure that the workforce or the workplace has all the tools to ensure that these young wounded warriors are successful.
So it sounds like this was actually a very personal mission for those of you who worked on it. And I see that when you go through the chapters, you have little bullet points under what to do, what managers and supervisors can do in certain situations. Based on what you've written in the guide and your personal experience, if you want to tell agency managers and supervisors a couple of tips, what would they be?
Sure. We've got a chapter on workplace accommodations. Many of our wounded warriors use dogs, have other therapies that require movement or a variety of therapies that we want to ensure our supervisors and managers are savvy about and understand. Leave requests. You know, part of PTSD requires that, or for some people, the successful therapy is different for everyone. part of PTSD recovery is sometimes being required at often short time notice to be able to reset, if you will. And we want our supervisor managers to understand that and recognize that. As it comes into play in perhaps, for example, short-term leave requests, and just the etiquette of the workforce, recognizing symptoms, removing stigma, and just speaking the language, if you will.
And so it sounds like even if some of the work you've done to produce this strategy here is Navy-specific, a lot of it is exportable to other agencies, that and they could certainly borrow from it as they're trying to hire wounded warriors.
Oh, absolutely. And to be clear, you know, the Navy Sea Systems Command, which is our biggest component for civilian hiring, last year set a goal of hiring 365 wounded warriors. They got to one a day, and they came in north of that at 509. And those are Navy, those are Marines, those are Army, those are Air Force as well. So I think this regiment of assistance and aid cuts across the services.
Wow. So tell us what's next. I mean, do you have any plans to distribute the guide or to follow up with like training sessions, particularly with those agencies that aren't as intimately connected with what's going on as you are over there at DOD?
Sure. Supervisor managers across the government are receiving these guides as we speak this week. And we'll follow up with input from them, see if the guide is meeting their needs, and we'll develop it further if we need to. Along the way, we'll also be doing a formal Department of the Navy-wide rollout shortly, and we'll look at options for personal supervisor training in addition to the guide and the manual. And we hope that this is a best practice we can share with our sister service, our federal partners, and ultimately the private sector as well. You know, part of the commitment for us in making this challenge to hire our young wounded is that in this challenging economic environment, we thought if we're going to ask the private sector to step forward in hiring these young men and women, that we should lead from the front and put our money where our mouth is and lead the way, and that's what we've been able to do.